Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Capital City Podcast. This is your host, Preston. Thanks again for tuning in. Much appreciated. Do follow me on Twitter and Instagram at PBakerNYC. That's at PBakerNYC. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about, I wanted to really go back into the mindset thing. You know, I think every week we're going to, on this day, we're going to touch on mindsets and have some motivational pieces, because I think too many people allow their failures to determine their path, you know, their failed opportunities or failed chances, you know, missed opportunities, as they say, determine where they're heading. And, you know, it kind of deters them sometimes. So I want to touch on that. And I think today is the best day. But before we do that, I do want to remind you, CapitalCityPodcast.com. You can check out My Best Month Ever. It's the book that I've written for entrepreneur and sales professionals and even entrepreneur-minded people. This is a great foundation that you can use. A lot of different strategies in there. And it's based on stories, you know. It's based on real stories that where I, you know, had experience in. So I do use stories to tell the story and to leave the message. And I think you guys would benefit from it. So please share it. It's on Amazon, so you can look it directly on Amazon, or you can go to CapitalCityPodcast.com and link there, which also has the links to all the platforms we're on and all our social media and things of that nature. So without further ado, let's get into it. All right, we're back. And, you know, the reason I came up with this episode, I was talking to one of my colleagues, Mark. He's in a different industry, but we're kind of in the same industry. It's kind of weird. But we connected some years ago. We used to work at Madison Square Garden. And before I got into the financial space, you know, I was working at Madison Square Garden, just a security guard, which I enjoy. So shout out to the security guards at MSG, you know, because I was definitely part of that union. And, and I was making a decision in life. I was in transition at that point, and I was making a decision because I was working two jobs full time, and I wanted to do something. At that time I was making 60 grand a year, but I was working two full time jobs to get there, right? And I wanted to get there, and then I met Mark, and I was leaving, and he was just getting there, and then we just kind of connected, and we've been, you know, sharpening each other's iron every day, you know, in terms of, like, we talk and we kind of, you know, get down to that conversation where it was like, you know, what did you do? And we become accountability partners and things of that nature. And we're always motivating each other about our vision. And yeah, this year we're going to do this, and this year we're going to do that. And it's been amazing. And then I was talking to Mark one day, you know, because now we got to that comfortable stage where not only do you talk about your success, you also talk about your failure. So I was talking to him the other day, and I was telling him, man, you know what? I've got away from making cold calls. I've gotten deterred. I got nervous about making calls to random people because they used to give you these call sheets or whatever. And I got deterred from it, you know, because of my own lack of success from it. You know, I never really learned. I was great at networking. I'm great at meeting with somebody, I'm great at getting a referral. But when it came to that phone, I was just always my weakness, and I stayed away from it for a lot. And it kind of hindered me in business as well for a big period of time, you know. And sometimes it does, because it still does, because I'm still learning it now. But now I'm not as afraid to deal with it, right? So what I did was, he was trying to build his thing, and he told me, he's like, well, I got these people making calls and everything like that. I just got 1,600 leads, and, you know, I'm just getting a bunch of people, I'm paying them to make leads. So I was like, you know what? I'll do the leads, you know? So he gave me 100. And in the first week, I didn't make calls. I didn't make any calls. I was still nervous. I was still thinking about it, you know? But then, I mean, I made a few. But then I started making the calls, and then I would, you know, after I hung up, I would, instead of being like, you know, I'm not going to do this, I would just make another call until I actually got somebody on the phone. And I would end my day at least talking to somebody and having a good conversation with that person, you know, whether I got them to make an appointment with him or not. But I needed to overcome that for myself. And it took me going to the outside to get it. And I just want to say that because I think that we allow our failures to determine our path. And you might not look at it that way, but it is determining your path. Because technically, you may have kept going if you had succeeded going in this direction, right? So if you were successful going this way, you didn't run into any obstacle, any challenges, you would keep going that way. But because you ran into a challenge, you decided to go an alternative way. And that might not be the right way because you're looking for another solution. And then if you get into the habit of that, every time you run into a roadblock, right? Every time you run into a roadblock, you're going to change directions. And basically, you're starting all over again each time. And there's no progress. There's no growth and development. And that's the key to success. The key to success is the growth and development part, right? That's the finite key, that you're growing and developing so you get better. And, you know, we just recently had basketball player Kobe Bryant pass away, which rest in peace to him, his daughter, and those passengers. But one thing about Kobe was they were like how he, I was watching our interviews with him, and he always was admiring failure. Like he said, you know, I love to fail because then I know that there's something I need to improve. And then you're not going to get me again with that. You know, if you did a move on me, I'm going to learn that. I'm going to learn how to defend it, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to question. And there was a video where Michael Jordan did a move on him, and he asked him, how did he do that move? How did he read the play or whatever? And Michael Jordan told him. And that was consistent with who he was. You know, he wanted to be better and he asked questions and he got there. You think about somebody like Thomas Edison. You know, we think about the light bulb and how his most famous quote is that he failed over 10,000 times, right? So, you know, people that find success, it's not about... Don't be afraid to fail. And it's hard to say, it's easy to say, but it's hard to do, right? But you have to remember that if you keep learning, this thing won't be a problem for you in the future. Whatever it is that's getting you to fail at this point, it's not going to be a problem in the future for you. You know, it's not going to be a problem if you keep pushing and you just develop. I'm not saying to do the same thing over and over again, because that's definition of insanity, right? Repeating this, doing the same thing, expecting different results, that's insanity. But if you do it with a newer knowledge, understanding of what you did wrong, correct that behavior, correct whatever the process is, and then try it again, then you may find a way how to overcome that. Now you know something. There's a whole group of people that are on the path to get to where you're going. They don't even know because they didn't go through that yet. You're going through steps they haven't even reached yet. So my goal for you today is to receive a message that embrace failure. Embrace failure because it's only part of success. It's the key to success. It's not only part of success. It's the key to success. We're going to fail. We're going to do bad at things. But the idea is we keep getting better and better. I want you to think about anybody that you idolize as the best at what they do. And that's what I want you to do today. Just Google them. Google their story. I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, that person went through some type of adversity to get to where they had to get to be the best. And I'm not talking about somebody that's successful. You got 12 people on the basketball team, and you usually got 1 or 2 stars. You got somebody that's playing a bench you'll never get to know because he never exceeds his abilities, right? You have people on in sports and entertainment and in business that have natural born skills. Like you're like, man, this is natural for this guy. If he just did this, he would be so much greater. But I guarantee if you look up those people that are at the top, at the peak of whatever you like, you know, whatever your industry is, whatever your business is, you will see they ask a lot of questions. They learn from their failures. They learn from others' failures. You know, they try to skip a few steps by learning from others. But the key is that they don't let failure determine their future, and neither should you. So thank you guys for tuning in. I hope that reaches you at some point in somewhere in your life right now, wherever you are, whatever you're trying to get to. I hope you're still focused on your dreams and your goals, and you're not allowing failure to deter you, because trust me, I'm failing every day. and I'm embracing it and I'm learning from it. And even now, more than ever, I'm going full throttle to keep going to build this community. So guys, thank you again for tuning in. Don't forget capitalcitypodcast.com. You can get all the platforms. If you're listening to this right now, please press the subscribe button and please press the share button. Share this with somebody that, share it on your social media, share it with somebody that you think can use this information right now. We appreciate it. We only grow when we grow as a community. So I do need you and you. We need each other. You know, we're going to grow together. It's hashtag MDIN365 for the rest of the year. We're going. But again, thank you. And don't forget, you know, if you're, I have an entrepreneur like mine, or you want to be an entrepreneur, you're a sales professional, I think my best month ever is something that you should really get. It's on Amazon, but you can get it at the website. Just look it up, my Preston Baker, my best month ever on Amazon. It's right there, and I guarantee you will enjoy the read. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think, all right? Thank you again, guys. See you next time. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about legacyfirst.org. Legacyfirst.org. I want you to check out the website, go through it, look at it, because one thing I always talk to people about is risk management. Risk management is big for me, and life insurance, having life insurance and a plan for if something were to happen to you is very important, especially if you have young children, family members who are dependent on you. It's very important to have your everything, your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you know, have your will in place and things of the nature, and we help you with that. So legacyfirst.org, we start off with risk management, then we talk about finances and things of that nature, but we want to make sure that everybody is covered and their families are covered. Even if you don't have children, it's good to have something small in place, just a burial insurance. Don't leave anybody with that debt on their hands, all right? So reach out again, check out the website, legacyfirst.org, legacyfirst.org.